Chapter 75. She gently owned that she supposed she was. Heard what you said when you thought I was injured, she went on, shyly, and I know that a man who could suffer as you were suffering must have a tender regard for me. But how does this awful thing come here? I suppose it has something to do with poachers. Fitzpiers was still so shaken by the sense of her danger that he was obliged to sit a while, and it was not until Grace said, "If I could only get my skirt out, nobody would know anything about it," that he bestirred himself. By their united efforts, each standing on one of the springs of the trap, they pressed them down sufficiently to insert across the jaws a billet which they dragged from a faggot near at hand. And it was then possible to extract the silk mouthful from the monster's bite, creased and pierced with many holes, but not torn. Fitzpiers assisted her to put it on again, and when her customary contours were thus restored they walked on together, Grace taking his arm, till he effected an improvement by clasping it round her waist. The ice having been broken in this unexpected manner, she made no further attempt at reserve. "Would ask you to come into the house," she said, "but my meetings with you have been kept secret from my father, and I should like to prepare him." "Never mind, dearest. I could not very well have accepted the invitation. I shall never live here again as much for your sake as for mine. I have news to tell you on this very point, but my alarm had put it out of my head. I have bought a practice, or rather a partnership, in the Midlands, and I must go there in a week to take up permanent residence. My poor old great-aunt died about 8 months ago, and left me enough to do this. I have taken a little furnished house for a time, till we can get one of our own." He described the place, and the surroundings, and the view from the windows, and Grace became much interested. "But why are you not there now?" she said. "Because I cannot tear myself away from here till I have your promise. Now, darling, you will accompany me there, will you not? Tonight has settled that." Grace's tremblings had gone off, and she did not say nay. They went on together. The adventure, and the emotions consequent upon the reunion which that event had forced on, combined to render Grace oblivious of the direction of their desultory ramble, till she noticed they were in an encircled glade in the densest part of the wood, whereon the moon, that had imperceptibly added its rays to the scene, shone almost vertically. It was an exceptionally soft, balmy evening for the time of year, which was just that transient period in the May month, when beech trees have suddenly unfolded large limp young leaves of the softness of butterflies' wings. Boughs bearing such leaves hung low around, and completely enclosed them, so that it was as if they were in a great green vase, which had moss for its bottom and leaf sides. The clouds having been packed in the west, that evening so, as to retain the departing glare a long while, the hour had seemed much earlier than it was. But suddenly the question of time occurred to her. "I must go back," she said. And without further delay they set their faces towards Hintock. As they walked he examined his watch by the aid of the now strong moonlight. "By the gods, I think I have lost my train," said Fitzpiers. "Dear me, whereabouts are we?" said she. 2 miles in the direction of Sherton." "Then do you hasten on, Edgar. I am not in the least afraid. I recognize now the part of the wood we are in, and I can find my way back quite easily. I'll tell my father that we have made it up. I wish I had not kept our meeting so private, for it may vex him a little to know I have been seeing you. He is getting old and irritable, that was why I did not. Goodbye. But, as I must stay at the Earl of Wessex tonight, for I cannot possibly catch the train, I think it would be safer for you to let me take care of you. But what will my father think has become of me? He does not know in the least where I am. He thinks I only went into the garden for a few minutes. He will surely guess somebody has seen me for certain. I'll go all the way back with you tomorrow. But that newly done up place, the Earl of Wessex. If you are so very particular about the publicity, I will stay at the Three Tuns. Oh no, it is not that I am particular, but I haven't a brush or comb or anything. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.